Well, hi and good day, it's Mac, and it's Sunday, May the 20th, and it's just after 12 noon, and this is a beautiful day. What a difference. Some heat in the air, although still 12 degrees showing on my thermometer on my filter shed. Still showing only 10 degrees, so not that warm yet, but in the sun it's lovely. Okay, this is a further response to the topic that has been discussed by myself and Simon, SM2N, and contributions from Jana, JN2N, on languages. It was a question that I posed originally in Abu relating to the evolution of humans on the Earth. And I posed one about why was there so many languages in the world's the diversity of languages, even within one nation, one country, as it were. And I have to say that both Simon and Jana have given great explanations for that, and I really appreciate that. It did clarify to me how it all came about. Of course, I knew that people had different dialects, and I could understand to an extent how languages were formed. It's just one of those other amazing features of the human race, our ability to, where we stepped up and away from just another creature on Earth. But I have to say, I still always be amazed about the diversity of languages. And because of the comments and information given by Jana and of course Simon, I delved a little bit further into this, and I'm just going to read you some details off a webpage that I found. I won't read it all, of course. I will probably put a link into the page just for reference, whether you're interested to have a look or not. Okay, the query on this blog, as it were, is exactly how many languages are there in the world, which was exactly not why I asked, but this is something I asked the question, why were there so many languages? But of course, okay, they quote as their initial statement, one of the challenges we face as a language solutions provider is covering demand for the languages that our clients request on a daily basis. So how many languages are there in the world, and how do we go about providing translation and interpreting in all of them? The invaluable, and this is a website, I take it, Ethnolog, quotes 6,909 living languages. That's one language for every 862,000 people on Earth. But then they go on to quote some amazing figures. Europe, with one quarter of the world's population, has only 234 languages spoken on a daily basis. English is only third in the league table of native speakers of a first language, with 328 million. Now, I'm trying to sort of dissect this as I go along here, because I'd rather, if you were interested, to look at the website. Only 1 million being Spanish, but a long way from the 845 million Mandarin speakers. 94% of languages are spoken by only 6% of the world's population, which tells us that there are hundreds of languages with just a few thousand or hundred speakers. Oh, now. Oh God, yeah, that needs reading. The most famous phrase, a language is a dialect with an army and a navy, is wrongly attributed to a person, a Yiddish scholar, Max Weinrich. That's irrelevant, I think. Okay, so how many of these languages are regularly translated by Applied Language? This must be their blog, I take it. Well, it's a lot, but not quite 6,909. We reckon that about 200 languages are translated regularly by our global offices, into documents, websites, brochures, and anything else you can imagine. The rate of languages required by our interpreting team is rather smaller, 100. Some of the most difficult requests are for languages that unfortunately don't exist. Inquiries for Indian or Eastern European do pop up occasionally, similarly African or South American can have us scratching our heads. Of course, I take it what they mean by that is being Indian or Eastern European or African is not a language or a dialect, because within those countries, states, continents, there are specific languages, and African is not. I suppose you could say that the South Africans would be Afrikaans, am I correct there? So I can understand what they're saying there. Okay, and I'll just finish this one off. As a final thought for those of you currently learning another language, you might be slightly discouraged by a quote from Swarthmore College linguist K. David Harrison, who predicts, this is important, this one, this is good, who predicts that 90% of the world's languages will be extinct by 2050. Isn't that an amazing, amazing fact? So, without lingering any further, and I hope I did clarify to Simon on his original request from me about what my views were and how the languages came about, you know, where they established it. I hope I clarified that, Simon. And if I didn't clarify it, then what I will say is that your responsibility to me on that, I on the languages, would be entirely in agreement, yes, that the languages, I still believe the languages all formed relatively about the same time, but on a vast continent that was then. And, of course, depending on where the humans developed it on that, their part, their tiny little part of this vast continent would determine probably the language. So I am in agreement with you on that. And I'd have to thank you both, especially Jana, for her very detailed explanation of languages. And great subject. And hope to hear from you again on this. May not be much more to say, I know, but it's been good stuff. And yes, you're right, you are correct, Simon. Dialogue was far better. We're just one of those things where we tend to make text comments, and really it's better to have constant, even if little, dialogue between us. Spoken words are always better. Okay, I'll leave that for now. More to do. Bye for now.